Hello, it is day 113.
Good evening, day 34.
And it is... Oh, we had a short day of... why do I start yawning when I do these things? Excuse me. A short day of only 2 hours and 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes. And that the reason being is that we're stopped at Blue Lake Hut. And we're currently doing this audio boo right beside the Blue Lake, and it is some of the clearest water in the world, if not the clearest, or second clearest, or something like that. It's unbelievably clear, and it's just gorgeous looking at it. There's just so much, you can just see the bottom of the lake, of the tarn, or whatever you want to call it. It's just different colours due to the different, the different algae or plant life that's in there. It's no animal life of sorts, but you seen something, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Oh, I don't know what it was. It looked like a little...
Was that little wee fishies or just some sort of bugs of sorts?
Yeah, bugs, I think. Yeah.
Okay. But it's beautiful fresh water, of course. And it's coming off from the lake that we haven't been to yet, Lake Constance, which we're going to see tomorrow when we head off over to the Wild Pass. But today's route was just walking up the Sabine River. Sabine River, and it was just, it was a nice trek up. It was great river itself. The river was just amazing, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful to look at.
Taking lots of photos, but none of them really do it any justice.
No, nothing does. And then the bush as well was just gorgeous, and there were so many rocks that had come down from avalanches, and these rocks were monstrous boulders. Just like the ones we're looking at right now, these are monstrous boulders that have just been washed down from some avalanche years ago, but have been just stuck there because now trees are growing all around them.
Moss growing.
Yeah, it's just beautiful, beautiful. And then once we got further along, you got to this more rugged river scene, but at the same time you can look around as we are now, and you're just surrounded by these monstrous peaks. The rugged peaks that are just pointing straight up, and like they look like they're hard and they can cut you, and yeah, but at the same time there's tussock grass around on the lower levels and beautiful trees, and then there's the lake, and it's just beautiful. It's a very special place, and that's one reason why we took a short day. Richie and Dan caught up with us. They went on a separate route to the Te Araroa Trail, but their area was just as spectacular, if not more so. And they got here and they jumped in the water. Damn cold. It's 5 to 8 degrees. But yeah, beautiful. Have a good life.
Good night.